Do you prefer shooting or editing? Ah, shooting, easy, done.
I
Okay.
knew it.
I'm gonna do the what are the must-have accessories and equipment for
Ooh, that's a good question
shooting
for you.
video. Yeah, because I bought a lot and I shouldn't have. I think you kind of need to take a step back, especially like when I was getting into the game of just taking video. I want to do audio, video, editing, everything. But then that means a computer, that means a camera, that means a microphone. And like lately, I haven't even used my microphone since quarantine started. But I've been putting out videos just because people look for that image. So I think you kind of have to like look at what do you do more in this medium. And for me, it's camera. I need a camera. What do I need from a camera? What's my budget? And I found that you just need a camera. Just shoot something. Use your phone. Budget. Get a tripod next thing. Get a light. Once you get those three things, you're good with your camera. With your computer, I don't know. Like, is cores? Cores are good, right? RAM.
So you're gonna need a Ryzen because I am now telling everybody my dream rig.
Okay.
You need the Threadripper
Ryzen, yeah. Oh.
Anything you want to add, Noelle?
I guess for videography. Well, I have a lot of experience with like making do with what you have because your girl's broke. You know what I mean? So, honestly, what really helped me if you're doing like vlogs or something is honestly having like a tiny tripod, like maybe about like how long is this?
That big. Okay.
like a 6-inch tripod, like
Oh.
because yeah, or like those. Just because when I was first starting out, I had one of those just by chance. And then what really helps is when you're walking with it, instead of holding your camera, which you're going to end up being super shaky with, if you hold it at the base of the tripod and then also just support it with your other hand, it makes it look a lot better. A lot of people are like, oh, what stabilizer are you using? And I'm like, a
A
baby
hand.
tripod. And also, I'm a dancer.
I balance. A gyroscope.
Yeah. A lot of the times people are like, oh, cool. Like, you use a stabilizer on this video? And I was like, nope. Like, so there are a lot of things like you can make things like, you know, work for what your budget is. I mean, I've used a skateboard as a slider. You know what I mean?
We've used a
So,
conveyor
conveyor
belt
belt.
as a
Oh,
fucking thing. Remember,
yes! Wait,
Noelle? We used a
what?
conveyor belt
Yes!
as a slider.
Oh my gosh. Be adaptable. But yeah, I guess must have depends on what you're shooting. If you're shooting like music videos and stuff, like I would really say you need like a mic and like if you're not gonna, you know, you're gonna just lay the music on to the video. So that's not essential. If you're doing documentaries, you need a
Oh,
mic. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So like it just
Let's get
really
a mic
depends
guy.
on what you wanna do.
Get a mic guy too.
Yeah, and an entire boom op. Like
Yeah, dude, man. Like, I remember
strongest arms in the business.
shooting this movie, and this guy was just kitted with just microphone accessories. I didn't even know what he was wearing. He was just like holding a boom pole connected to this bag, and in the
It's part of the
bag.
mixer, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, God.
Yeah,
Dang, I
that's
know nothing
bad.
about audio.
Yeah,
Yeah,
those
it hurts.
are good.
Audio
All right.
hurts.